Archangel Michael has assigned members of his legions to assist us personally. The archangels will actually assign to us angels as though they were our personal staff. You can assign your angels to run errands, prepare the way for successful meetings, work out your impossible problems. You can command them to undertake special projects on behalf of your family, your business, or your church. You can ask them to tutor your children to do their homework, to help them with a learning problem, to help you establish meaningful relationships with the right people. You can ask them to do mundane as well as spiritual things. Someone once wrote me this story of how Archangel Michael helped her. She had been visiting her parents in wintertime in New England. It had just snowed and her father had gotten a rented van stuck in the driveway. He tried rocking it to no avail, then he pushed with the girl at the wheel. Then they both pushed, but still no luck. The more they pushed, the deeper the van got stuck. About a half an hour or so, the daughter, who was only 5'3", convinced her father to get back into the van and start rocking again while she pushed by herself. Then she made an intense call to Archangel Michael to place his electronic presence over her and to push that van. Archangel Michael, push that van. That's how you speak a command to an angel. They expect you to speak with the authority of your own Christhood. In under 1 minute, the van was out of the rut and onto the road. The father was dumbfounded. How could his tiny daughter have been able to move the van by herself? She told him it wasn't herself at all. It was Archangel Michael. I'd like to tell you that the Master's keynote is the signet of his identity, and the keynote of Archangel Michael's retreat is the Soldier's Chorus from Faust by Charles Gounod. That particular song that we sing to the angels is on the cassette that I held up for you. Archangel Michael recently made the commitment to each and every one of us that if we would give our decrees and songs to Archangel Michael for 20 minutes each day, he would keep an angel with us until the hour of our victory. 20 minutes of decrees each day. That's not really hard to do, especially when you do it while you're driving here and there. I would like to share with you a story of how one diligent decreer turned the tide by invoking the power of Archangel Michael. You might remember that for 7 months in 1985, a killer called the Night Stalker committed 14 murders and 20 rapes and assaults in Los Angeles and San Francisco. He entered the homes of his victims at night through unlocked doors and windows. On August 31st, this devotee of Archangel Michael, who told me this story, got up at 5 a.m. Something came over her, and she felt in her heart the intense determination that this was the day the Night Stalker had to be caught. She started by giving the Archangel Michael rosary. She repeated it by the hour, dedicating it to one purpose, the catching of the Night Stalker. That very day, Richard Ramirez, the suspect, was caught in an East Los Angeles neighborhood when residents saw him trying to steal a car. They captured him and beat him until the police arrived. Police determined that Ramirez's fingerprints matched those found in a stolen car known to have been used by the Night Stalker. You may not believe that this was accomplished through the action of one individual who decided to keep a vigil because Archangel Michael communicated to her that this was the moment when this man could be taken. They say miracles are for believers. And you yourself will become a believer when you start realizing the many miracles Archangel Michael will perform, both for you and through you, in your prayers for others. It only takes one person with determination to turn the tide of something that is very dark, that is malignant, and that has been there and continues to be there. With all of the newspaper articles, all of the people praying, what this person did that was different is that she concentrated her calls to Archangel Michael, determined in her heart this was the day, and would not leave her prayer vigil until what she intended to accomplish was accomplished. That rosary of Archangel Michael was dictated to me by Archangel Michael. There's a tremendous power in it. If you think you are facing a problem that simply cannot be resolved. I counsel you to go to Archangel Michael and prove him. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Prove me. Here's another amazing report of the power of Archangel Michael. Did you ever hear the story of the Allies in World War I who claimed they were saved by angelic reinforcements? The angels reportedly appeared between the 26th and the 28th of August, 1914, in Belgium at the Battle of Mons. The British and French were retreating towards Paris when a unit of German cavalry charged after them. The British expected certain death, but to their astonishment, they saw a troop of angels standing between themselves and the advancing Germans. A British officer later reported that his men were escorted by a phantom cavalry for 20 minutes. Some of the French soldiers claimed they saw Saint Michael the Archangel dressed in golden armor, riding on a white horse and wielding a sword. Some of the British soldiers thought it was Saint George. They said they saw a tall man with yellow hair in golden armor on a white horse, holding up his sword with his mouth open, crying, "Victory!" One soldier said that during the retreat he saw an angel with outstretched wings like a luminous cloud. At that moment, he said, the Germans pulled back. Some Germans reported that they had refused to charge because they saw thousands of troops. They said that their men were absolutely powerless to proceed. Their horses turned sharply around and fled, and nothing could stop them. In reality, there were not thousands of Allied troops, just a small line of soldiers. Thanks to their angelic reinforcements, the Allies successfully completed their retreat from Mons. No matter how big the problem seems in your own life, or even on a national scale, turn to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael says that in addition to calling to his angels to intercede, you may join his legions in their service to the earth for 3 hours on each night that you volunteer. When you retire at night, call to Archangel Michael to come and take you, to put on you the armor of the angels, and ask to be able to join his legions and learn how to go into battle with them for the protection of souls of light. Archangel Michael also invites you to join in his councils in his retreat at Banff and have a say as to where you would direct his legions. He says you can call to be taken in your finer bodies to his retreat. His angels will recharge your soul with their tremendous energy and light. Archangel Michael's keynote is the Navy hymn, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save." As Archangel Michael's angels never go to battle without their armor of light and the full protection of the law, Archangel Michael charges us to do likewise, to put on the whole armor of God. He dictated this direction to the Apostle Paul, do you remember? The Apostle Paul wrote it down in his epistle to the Ephesians. This is what Archangel Michael told the Apostle Paul. Put on the whole armor of God. That means your tube of light. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. This command tells us that righteousness and honor and the virtues of God are our real protection. Having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.